You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D.
Well, hey there, Dallas. It's Becca Niederbrum of WeAreDallasFortWorth.com. And I am so glad that you are joining me on the podcast, that you've got me in your earbuds. If you've been watching the website, if you've been watching the podcast, I have been growing it enormously, and it's been a tremendous amount of work, but so much fun. I've added on a little bit more production value, hope to improve on that even more. I've got some ideas, just a matter of me executing all of the ideas that I have, and my brain doesn't sit still too long, so a lot more things coming. But this week I launched on Wednesday, Shelley Slater and her sister Jody Slater Hastings. And if that name sounds familiar to it, as it should, you probably know her as WFAA Channel 8's news journalist and news anchor, who's been on the air for well over a decade. So I talked to her and her sister, who is an attorney here in Dallas, and they've started a new business, which is something, it's really unique, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because you need to listen to the podcast and hear how they talk about it. They are both very, very well spoken. I expected Shelley to be just dynamite on the podcast and have just really clear and concise phrasing on how she explained her business, but her sister was just as amazing. And so the two of them together are a powerhouse, and they are opening something over in the design district of our town, which is another area that is just full of the coolest places. Like, everything in the design district is super cool. They have cool cafes, cool antique shops, design shops, apartments, restaurants. They've got a little bit of everything. I kind of wish I lived over there. In fact, I think if I moved to Dallas, I probably would pop over to the design district and set up camp over there. I also launched the week before, came out with Merrily Kick, the CEO of Buzzballs. And Buzzballs are, you've seen them before, they're those little balls filled with booze, and they are fun. They're called Buzzballs, a completely appropriate name. In fact, if you've been at the Texas Rangers game, you've seen these balls as well. They are wrapped in Texas Rangers logo and a baseball label, and it looks like a baseball, but it's a Buzzball full of booze and so much fun. I also talked to Kenny Chandler. Kenny Chandler is a business owner up in Van Alstine. Actually, he lives in Allen. His business is in Van Alstine, and it's called JoJo Sweet Treats. And JoJo Sweet Treats is is on the square, and a really awesome shop full of really good homemade products with the best ingredients. Now, some of you, especially women, might know him because he is the pie guy at Vintage Market Days. Vintage Market Days is that event that circulates throughout Texas, and he is the one that has a line a mile long outside of his food truck. All righty. Then we had Tony Mack. Sorry, I had to take a sip of my coffee. Tony Mack is fighting his way to top in Allen, Texas. He is a former boxer, boxing champion. He owns a gym up in Allen, Texas, right off Highway 5, where he trains people like me. So 42-year-old suburban women who probably could be in better shape, but also boxers. He trains fighters. He trains children, and he's amazing at what he does. And I talked to him, and he tells his story on episode 70 of the podcast. The last update I have over on the website is the Crayola Experience Plano. Now, before you say, hey, I don't have any kids, I'm not interested in kid activities, they do have activities for adults as well, to unleash your inner artist and that creativity that you just need to get out of you. So that's the Crayola Experience in Plano, and it is phenomenal. 60,000 square feet of hands-on fun, and all of us at all ages have had a Crayola crayon in our hand. Every single one of us. That's how long Crayola has been around. Okay, what else is going on in Dallas? I'd love to hear from you. In fact, if you go over to the Anchor app, and Anchor is where I mainly distribute, or I host the podcast on, and then they distribute to many other channels such as Google, iTunes, Spotify, Overcast, Player FM, and many others. You can download the app and you can actually leave me a voice message. If you have an event, if you have a grand opening, something of interest that Dallas would like to hear about, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about what's going on in your business, if you have one or organization that you would like me to tell DFW about. What we have coming up is February 22nd is National Margarita Day. So that's today, February 22nd, National Margarita Day. And then also, I have to say that Patton Oswalt, who you've seen on Seinfeld back in the day, is coming to the Majestic Theater Friday, February 22nd as well. He was also on one of my absolute favorite episodes of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He is so funny. I'm excited that he is coming to Dallas. There are lots and lots and lots of other things going on in Dallas, I'm sure, within your own home, within your own community. And wish you guys the best day today. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to bundle up. We've got warmer days and drier days coming very, very soon. So y'all hang in there. And until next time, bye, everyone.